Bart Winkler, Evan Heffelfinger. This is an XFL podcast. We will name it something. Doesn't matter. A lot of times authors will sit there with blank pages and think of a title first. You're supposed to write the story first, then you come up with the title. I don't think we can call it the XFL podcast. We had the Fans WWE podcast, which we still do from time to time. We got a cease and desist.
Really?
From the WWE because... So now we call that one Bumps and Banana Hammocks when we do it. This one we're either going to call X Gonna Give It To You, or like hear like a sex joke, X Sex or something. I swear Chuck on the show called it Sex FL at one point. I don't know. So here's, if you're listening to this, you're an XFL fan. So we're not going to give you, you know, the stuff that I gave you on Chuck and Winkler today. We're not going to give you what you're going to get from everybody else, I dabbled into it, I liked it, the kickoff's interesting. Fuck that. Also, non-safe for work.
Oh, nice.
We're talking about the games, okay? Everyone's going to talk about the kickoffs. You guys have heard that already. We're going to talk about the actual games. And so we'll start with the first game that got this thing kicked off, and it was my DC Defenders, who I'm telling you, they were up 25-19 in this one, and the Dragons were driving, and I legitimately felt nervous about blowing this game. DC gets the turnover, they score a touchdown, they win 31-19. Took them a while to get going. I thought Cardale Jones looked very good in this one. He had 239 yards, 16 for 26. One of the trends that I noticed with the XFL, Evan, is that, and I played a couple of DFS stuff, the way to win in this league is going to be screen game from the receivers because the offensive lines blow, so you got to get the ball quick. And then these speedy little white guys are going to be the guys that you got to draft. Was this the game? Yeah, Austin Prohl in this game, 5 for 88 with 2 touchdowns. Cardale Jones, took a while to get him going. None of these teams, I don't think anybody had a 100-yard rusher. I don't know if anybody had a 50-yard rusher. We'll find out as we go box score through this thing, but we did watch all the games, so we're just using it for reference. I thought DC, after watching every team look good, maybe one of the best. I thought that Brandon Silver's guy, who was the quarterback for Seattle, was supposed to suck, looked decent, although did throw a couple of picks. But I'm actually impressed that the team I picked is going to be a good team.
Yeah, you hitched your wagon to a very good franchise. And hopefully it ends up being a franchise instead of just a kind of flash in the pan in sports history. I think the Seattle Dragons, if I remember correctly, their over-under for wins this season was about 2.5. So they weren't expected to be good. I think that they showed that they're actually a pretty good football team. But the Defenders show that they are far and away better. And especially with Cardale Jones, I was expecting him to look a little rusty. I was expecting him to really not look that good, but I was very impressed with what I saw from him.
Yeah, again, 235 yards. Eli Rogers, 6 for 73. I'm telling you, it's going to be these slot receivers, and it's going to be these running backs out of the backfield. The DC Defenders very excited because they lived up to their name. It looked early like their defense was going to be bad. They did have Raheem Moore had an interception, but then there was a play where he just did not feel like tackling Austin Prohl, and it looked bad. But a couple of turnovers, the block punt, a couple of touchdowns, this team I do think is going to be pretty good. And what I like, too, about this game, and I think this was the right game to show first, and maybe if your taste on the league soured throughout, is because the atmosphere in this game was the best. I do like ESPN's presentation of the league better than Fox right now. For whatever reason, it just seems better. I don't know what it is.
It's almost like having an old person try to watch like K-pop or something. It feels like they're a little bit too old.
ESPN?
Fox. Like they're not really grasping what this league is in a way.
I feel maybe.
Like ESPN kind of adapted to it. Like they had, we'll get to that, but Pat McAfee was on the field last night for the...
McAfee was really good.
I think he's fantastic. He needs the Monday Night Football job because we know that Booger and Tessitore are not good.
Did you like Diana Rossini chasing down... The complaint was she was too involved. There were too many sideline interviews.
No, I mean, usually I don't like sideline interviews because usually it's like at the beginning of a quarter, beginning of the half, you talk to a coach and you ask him the same couple of questions and he gives you the same bullshit like, you know, we got to go out there, execute and play well and we'll get the win. But this, they're going to a player right after a mistake they made.
Yeah, the kicker, miss a field goal.
Or, you know, a missed throw or a dropped throw or something. They're going right to him. And it makes for really good TV. I don't think that it's really great for the players having to go through that, but as a fan watching it, it's really awesome to see.
I thought that this was a good one to start the season with because they played at Audi Field. It is where the DC United play, and it was an intimate environment. So there's about 17,000 fans there, but it felt like more because of how tight it was. When you look at the games, the rest of the games this weekend, they played at the ballpark in Arlington. There's some space. Playing in the Meadowlands, I think, is a mistake. But I thought for this one, I thought it looked pretty good.
Yeah, I agree. And this is, I mean, was that more than like the average game at FedEx Field for the Redskins this year?
Nobody likes the Redskins.
Nobody.
And that's why I thought, oh, you got to go to an NFL market or a non-NFL market. Like St. Louis is going to have a lot of fans there in a couple weeks. But also going to NFL markets where the teams blow. I mean, Washington hates the Redskins.
Because Dan Snyder is a terrible owner. But now they actually have something to look forward to. They have a team that has potential for the first time in a while.
Right now, I know that the odds makers had the Vipers and Dallas as the two most likely teams to win the title. I think it's the Defenders. And then I was really impressed with the Houston Roughnecks, who get the 37-17 victory over the LA Wildcats. So Houston beats LA 37-17. Now, this game was pretty close in the first half, and then Houston went away with it. Leading rushers, 43 yards and 30 yards. Yeah, rushing is not, maybe because of how fast the play clock goes. And again, in these leagues, the deeper you go, the offensive line talent's going to be the hardest to find. So that may be a weakness of the league as we go forward. But P.J. Walker, 23-39, 272 yards, 4 touchdowns. I thought Cardale played very well. P.J. Walker was the star of the weekend. Houston Roughnecks, they might be the favorite to me right now.
They looked really good, and I'm really glad. Walker was the quarterback of my beloved San Diego Fleet of the AAF.
Oh, he was?
Yeah. He wasn't the original starter, but our original starter was awful. He came in.
Who was it? Do you remember?
I looked it up last night. It was a really weird name. It was no one that you would ever know.
Oh.
But he came in relief and played like 3 games, led my team to a couple of wins, and then broke his clavicle and wasn't heard from again. So I'm glad that he's getting another chance and that he took advantage of that chance, whether it's just that the Wildcats defense was really bad or that the Roughnecks are just that good and he's just that good, but I'm glad that he's getting another opportunity.
If you want a team to root for, Houston might be one because they basically have adapted the Houston Oilers logo.
Yeah.
Which there's 2 logos that I really like. The Roughnecks, and then if you notice Dallas Renegades, I didn't notice this till yesterday. The Renegade, the outlaw guy, almost looks like the shape of the state of Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You I didn't notice that.
I assume that's by design.
Is that like the MB in the Brewers Ball and Glove logo?
It may be the great hidden. And one of the good tweets from the last game I saw was, the NFL has had 100 years to put a dragon on a logo, on a helmet, and they've never did it. Because a lot of people do like the Seattle Dragons helmets in their uniforms. But in this game, I think that Winston Moss, as the LA Wildcats coach, there was a funny moment in this game because he was complaining that his headset didn't work. And this is a league you need headsets.
Right.
One thing that we didn't get into on the morning show was the coach communicates through all his offensive players and the skill guys via the headset, except for the offensive line. So the quarterback will pretty much have a minor huddle with the offensive line, and then the skill guys can just line up. But a weird image and something that I think is kind of bad for the league is, especially the road teams, right before a play, you have 5 guys just like covering their ears. It's kind of looks stupid.
But it's funny.
We'll see if that's something that they tweak or not, but Winston Moss said he had lost some of the communication. N. Spruce? I'll give you a buck if you know his first name.
Enspruce. Yeah.
He had 11 catches for 103 yards.
Phil.
It starts with an N.
Nestor. You got me.
Nelson.
Oh, yeah. See, I knew that. I knew that.
He was 11 for 103, so they had an offense as well. But I think right now, Evan, I think Houston might be the team to beat. Although Sammy Coates blows.
That was kind of disappointing. I was expecting him to be a star. Like, I drafted him in our XFL fantasy football league.
And yeah, did I win? I didn't start my lineup.
I don't know. I set a lineup. I checked a day later, and it took out like 9 of the players that I set in my lineup. I was like, all right, forget this.
If you guys are in one, I think we're on a website called like Alt Fantasy Sports.
Yeah,
won't work on my computer.
Because so many people are going to it now.
Oh yeah,
the website is not built for it. I mean, and by so many people, it could be 100 people. It's just not ready for that kind of web traffic.
Your Tampa Bay Vipers suck.
They were awful.
23-3, they lose on the road to New York. I think they were actually the only road favorite of the weekend. Aaron Murray, the former Georgia product, and still may be the all-time passer leader in the SEC. 16-34, 231 yards, 2 interceptions, leading rusher in this game, up to 79 yards. That's good. Why was Aaron Murray so shitty?
I wish I had an answer for you. I mean, I think that we have to give the Guardians a little bit of credit. Their defense was pretty good, but there were some easy throws that Aaron Murray just completely missed. And his receivers just could not catch the damn ball. Like, there was an easy first down. He threw it to, I believe, his tight end. I can't remember who it was. And it just went right off of his hands on like a 3rd and 4, and it would have continued the drive. They probably could have scored, but it was a mixture of him missing throws, his receivers just completely dropping it, and then some actually really good play from the Guardians secondary.
Matt McGloin.
Yeah.
182 yards. He had a touchdown. Also rushed in a touchdown. This was a game where the pace of this game kind of got a little slow, but New York getting the 23-3 victory. I do want to tell you something that I don't like about the league is under 2 minutes, how the clock seems to like never move.
Yeah.
Because they want teams to be able to come back. But it's just too much, especially if you have the lead and you're up 2.
Well, yeah, it's a running clock until it gets to 2 minutes, and then it just doesn't run.
No, at all.
Yeah, that was really weird to me because you see these guys. Because
you can throw it over the middle, and the clock stops, and they set the ball, and then you can
like,
strike
yeah, they,
it.
They get a 3-yard catch up the middle with a minute left, and they're just walking up to the line because they know they have all the time in the world to go and get a play out.
It's like in college how it stops after a first down under, you know. So
which
you can,
I'm okay with that. I think the NFL
should
adapt
that. But in the XFL, you can rush for 2 yards and still stops.
Right. I agree with that. That was really weird to me.
I wouldn't change it now. I don't think they should change anything midseason, but that might be something that they tweak. Tampa Bay is your team.
Can we talk about Mark Trestman for a second?
Yeah, so he's the coach, and he just did not have an inspiring halftime
speech. No, it was not good. Can we also talk about how he went for a field goal down 17-0?
In the XFL.
Yeah, where you can score 9 points on a touchdown. That was a 2-score game.
Are you going to change your team?
No. I mean, well, that's the thing. I thought about it, but I can't be a fake fan, right?
Why'd you pick the Vipers? Because I almost picked the Vipers.
I kind of like Tampa Bay. Like, I kind of like the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah, me too.
I thought the logo was kind of cool. It looked like a vagina.
It does.
I kind of, that was the first team that I was drawn to. I can't go for the Guardians, can't go for St. Louis. The Dragons was pretty close, but I was like, I can't really root for Seattle. So I went for the Vipers, and at the time it looked like it was a pretty good deal, and now it does not. But hey, it's a rebuilding year. We'll get back next year. We'll take the XFL by storm next season.
Hey, come on. If I didn't have a team coming into this week and I'm a Defenders guy, I would probably pick either DC because, again, the home environment's cool and Cardale Jones, or Houston. I would, you know, you're going to go with one of the winners. Come on. I mean, you can be bandwagoner.
You
got to
be a bandwagoner.
Week. But I thought that New York's interesting. You know, I don't like that they play in the Meadowlands. It looks bad. There are a multitude of soccer stadiums they could play in. I don't know.
Only having like the lower bowl filled out looked kind of weird. They gave that slimy fuck Ravel a jersey and like a full uniform and let him run out in the field.
I wish I could talk to you more about that, but he blocked me on Twitter.
Oh, How? What did you just tweet at him once, like, hey, you're
no,
weird?
No, I persistently... There was a period where he was very egregious with stealing tweets.
Oh, he still is. Yeah, that has not changed.
Here's the thing with tweets. If Evan writes a tweet, Evan Half 25,
mm-hmm.
like say it's a video of something funny, and then I steal that video and post it, and I say credit to at Evan Half 25. That's still stealing. Retweet it or quote tweet it.
Correct.
To give him the proper.
He had an example of that last week where he took a screenshot of a tweet and then tweeted it out. And the guy was like, hey, why wouldn't you just retweet it? And he's like, because if I retweeted it, the entire tweet wouldn't be in the retweet. And, you know, it just like it wouldn't be good. So I just took a screenshot of it.
Such a loser.
A weenie.
Anything else you want to say about your shitty Vipers?
We're really bad. And the thing is, like, Aaron Murray, I'm glad that he's getting another opportunity because he got fucked over in the AAF. He was behind Matt Sims on the Atlanta Legends, who was god-awful. So I'm glad that he's getting a starting opportunity, but he really did not back it up.
I don't think we play for a while.
No, probably not. I know I go to Seattle next week.
Oh, yeah, I go to, I'm at home against New York. We don't play until March 20-something. The other game, I thought we might get some overtime yesterday, and I thought, you know, even though it wasn't high scoring, I thought it was a compelling game. Seattle beats Dallas 15-9. The St. Louis quarterback, who I don't know how to pronounce his name.
Isn't it like Jordan Tamu?
Yeah, he was my DFS play yesterday.
Okay, that didn't work out super well.
Oh, no, it did. He had 77 yards rushing.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Threw a touchdown and had 209 yards passing. Matt Jones, the leading rusher of the weekend with 85 yards. The one interesting thing, too, about this league is that the names that you know are kind of shitty. Cameron Artis Payne only had 2 rush attempts for Dallas. Christian Michael, did you see his stats? 7 carries, no mm-hmm. yards, and a reception for a loss of 1.
That sounds about right.
Although Artis Payne threw a 10-yard pass, I'm just now seeing that. But Dallas was without Landry Jones. He was unable to play, although it looked like he could have played. They just didn't play him. He spent a lot of time with Pat McAfee. I thought the interactions with McAfee and Aikman were fun on ESPN. Aikman,
yeah,
a Fox
that was
guy.
Funny.
I thought it was fun when like Aikman was done being interviewed, and 10 minutes later he came up to Pat McAfee to like say something.
Well, it was
to get it on TV.
It was on the Marquette King punt.
Yeah,
where it gets downed perfectly at the 1, like a perfect punt by Marquette King, and then whoever was the gunner for the Battlehawks ran into it and threw it into the end zone. And McAfee loses his shit on the sideline because, you know, he's a former punter. He's all about for the brand and everything. Even Aikman walks up to him and was like, what was that? What just happened there? And I thought even just having that little cross play was pretty funny.
So I would like to see, I'm trying to look, and maybe we could have done this beforehand, but, you know, this is the XFL. Everything's going to be on the fly. I wanted to see if there were any odds out for week 2 yet. I see power rankings. Sporting News goes Houston 1, DC 2. That's kind of where we thought. They say Tampa's at 6. So
hell yeah.
They say the mistakes are correctable.
Sure.
Well, let's look at the week 2 schedule. And you know what? We will set our lines.
Okay.
Because Evan and I, quite frankly, know quite a bit about this league.
And we're degenerates.
And we're degenerates. And so what we'll do is Evan and I will every week try to jump in here and talk a little bit. And again, I think the stuff that's going to make the air is going to be, you know, did you like this rule? Or look at this Packer. Christian Michael had 7 carries for minus 20 yards. But I think that
it's a hell of a stat line.
I think that you guys are here are interested in the actual games, and that's what we'll provide to you just for 15, 20 minutes each and every week while you guys, that should be worth your commute. All right. Again, this is the XFL. Everything's on the fly. I am desperately trying just to find the week 2 schedule on the XFL.
Do you have
website.
The XFL app?
Oh, yeah, I do.
That's...
Do you have XFL Play?
No. What is that?
Play XFL. It's like the Super 6 app and like the...
Oh.
Yeah.
I know the AAF had like a really good app during the season where you could like play along in the game and like guess what was coming next. And
One thing that I couldn't find is an iCalendar.
What do you mean?
On the iPhone, I've got all my, like, Brewers are in my calendar, their games.
Mm-hmm.
Bucks play tonight, 7, it says right here. I couldn't find one for the XFL.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's weird.
All right, so schedule. Week 2. Okay, week 2, we've got the Guardians at the Defenders.
At Audi Field.
At Audi Field. I'm going to put the DC Defenders about a 4 or 5 point favorite in that one.
I feel like that's a good number, 4.5. I was going to say like
both
three,
teams
four.
Coming off a win.
Yeah, the Guardians, yeah, they beat my awful team, but I'm not going to say they look like the best team out there this weekend. I think the Defenders showed that they are really, really good. I feel like they've earned the right to be favored by a little more than a field goal.
And I think at home, it's going to be tough to beat them at home. That game's on ABC at 1 o'clock on Saturday. Your Vipers, Saturday at 4, go to Seattle. I've got to take the home team there. I'm going to say they're going to be favored by about 5 or 6.
With especially how bad the Vipers played, I feel like you're 100% correct. Even though the Dragons' defense, their secondary wasn't amazing, they will definitely be favored. I would say probably 6.5.
So the teams that lost face each other and the teams that won face each other this week. On Sunday, it's the Renegades at the Wildcats, 2 o'clock on ABC. I'm going to say that the Wildcats are maybe a 3 to 6 point favorite over Dallas. But I'm telling you, I think Winston Moss is a shitty coach.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to take Dallas to win that one.
I agree 100%. I was about to say the exact same thing. I could even see the Renegades being favored in that just because their defense was really good yesterday. But no matter what, smash the money on the Renegades.
And then Battlehawks at Roughnecks, FS1, 5 o'clock. What do you like there?
Will Landry Jones be back?
Yeah, I think that you can count on him being back.
Ooh, that's tough. Give me the Roughnecks, probably -2.
Okay.
Is what I would say, and then maybe take the Battlehawks to cover that.
Okay, I think that the Roughnecks are going to get the victory. So it's fun, man. I think this league's going to work. I think as long as people look at it with an open mind, again, it's not like the point of this isn't to be the NFL or even be college. It's spring football. You guys talk about how much you want more football all the time, then you get more football and you're like, oh, fuck, this sucks.
It's football.
It doesn't suck.
It's not NFL football, but it's about as close as you're going to get for another 7 months.
And you should root for these guys. These guys are getting a second chance. What are you, anti-job?
Anti-economy? Look at guys like Mark Trestman, Winston Moss. They
Mark
need a
Trestman,
job.
Yeah.
Christine Michael, Eli Rogers, a former Pittsburgh Steeler great. They're just looking for another opportunity. They're playing the game that they love. What's not to love about the league? Except for like some of the rules and stuff.
And the talent shit.
And yeah. It's better than the AAF though. That's 100% true. Like I watched every single AAF game and it was some pretty bad football.
I might go on a limb and say I like the league better than the NFL, and I like the Defenders more than the Packers.
Do you want to say that on there? Do you want to?
Sure, I'll say it tomorrow. I don't give a shit.
Fair enough.
Evan Heffelfinger, Evan Heff 25. I'm Bart at Winks. Thanks. XFL Week 2 next week.